Blog Talk Radio.
Definitely when you think about the fact that we already have had our first African-American president, I think this is really an era of progression in American politics, and we could set the stage for really set an example for the rest of the world. If we have our first African-American president and then immediately follow that with our first woman president, that would just be amazing.
I think it would be really interesting to have yet another legacy of, like, continuing the Clintons. Like, we've had multiple Bushes, like, having another Clinton, like, having just that continued legacy seems kind of weird. But, I mean, Hillary is an amazing woman. She's done so much. And the idea of having a woman as president is really exciting.
For this two-hour pleasure cruise, where unfortunately we still have 938 days, 4 hours, 56 minutes, and 15 seconds left of this godforsaken Obama nightmare. And it just keeps getting worse. But until then, we must remain dedicated to the fight and the preservation of freedom, regardless of that cost. Now remember, shipmates, freedom ain't cheap, but we can afford it. It's tyranny that we cannot afford. All right, you want to be a part of the program today, don't be shy, 646-716-7978, or you can join the captain's chat room. You know it as well as I do, as long as there's one stinking liberal on planet frickin' Earth. Well, it's a very, very, very busy news day. Well, again, today is absolutely no exception. There still is a very growing number of people out there, all across the world, that are desperate to take away freedom. So to combat that, we must lift our jib and get this freedom shipping away. Yeah, we're officially underway and headed out to sea. I love the smell of that salt air. Supposed to make ship colors. All right, now before we get to the scuttlebutt of the day. Now, I do appreciate what Ted Cruz is trying to do and some of the Republicans. Not all of them, but some of them. They're trying to do things. They're trying to follow the Constitution, and they're trying to follow the law. But it doesn't work when the administration doesn't want to follow the Constitution, doesn't want to follow the law, making their own laws. And then when he has a Justice Department that backs him up on it, it makes it even more difficult. So I do understand why they're doing the things that they're doing. However, none of this stuff is going to work. We need to impeach. There's only one way. And we've got to set a precedent. We've got to put an end to this. We have got to let people know that if you're going to be the president of the United States, you are going to, one, first of all, you're going to have a conceptual understanding of that Constitution. Secondly, you're going to have to follow it. And if you don't, well, you got to go. You got to go. And this president does not deserve to get a pension for the rest of his life from the American taxpayer. After what he did to this country, what he has done to the American citizen, no way. He does not deserve one penny from the American taxpayer anymore. He needs to be impeached. He needs to be impeached immediately. Well, Ted Cruz, and I don't understand why everybody's so up in arms over this guy. He was elected into the Senate by his constituents, not somebody else's, but by his. And he's doing what they want him to do. They elected him to do a job, and he's doing it. And he's got a lot of Republican, this so-called Republican what the hell? I can't even think of the right word here right now. Oh, establishment. My God. Oh, good God. I need a shot of rum here tonight. But this Republican establishment, first of all, I wouldn't call them Republican. They're not conservative. They're Democrats. They might as well just come out. John Boehner, just come out and say you're a Democrat and get it over with. Pete King, McCain, McConnell, the whole lot of you. At least they're out there doing their job. But Ted Cruz, today, called for a unanimous consent to demand the Department of Justice appoint a prosecutor to investigate the IRS scandal. Now, I like that. However, even if he does, do you really think he's going to get an independent prosecutor? You really think that he's going to get somebody that's going to dig in deep and get to the bottom of it? Or is he going to pick somebody that, well, is going to do the administration's bidding and going to hide it and going to block it and stop it from moving forward? Please. This is why it doesn't make any sense. The Department of Justice is involved. This DOJ is involved in every single one of these scandals, every damn one of them. They're deep into Fast and Furious, deep into IRS. Deep into Obamacare. God only knows what they were doing with Benghazi. I'm sure they're somehow, some way, are connected into this scam. And it is a scam. But he says, Americans need a guarantee that the IRS will never be used again to target an administration's political enemies. It saddens me that there is not one Democrat in this body who has had the courage to stand up to his or her own party and say that using the IRS to target citizens for their political beliefs is wrong. No, because they like that. See, the IRS is attacking the Tea Party. They're attacking the right. That's what Democrats like. They're doing their job. When the IRS is attacking the right, attacking the Tea Party, well, then they're doing their job. But don't you dare try to attack a Democrat. Well, that's racist. It's homophobic. It's misogynist. It's all these names. But if you're on the right, well, free game. He goes on, we need a special prosecutor with a meaningful independence to make sure this is served and our constitutional rights to free speech, assembly, and privacy are protected. Well, that's true. We do need that. We've already got it. It's called the United States Constitution. However, nobody in this government seems to want to follow it. And far too many people in the citizenry don't want to follow it. They think that only the government and only the law enforcement has to follow it. They don't know that they have to follow it, too. That's right, the First Amendment. That's right, citizens. That's right, Democrats. You have to follow that Constitution, too. Free speech. It's not hate speech. You can hate it. You can hate it. You can hate it with every fiber of your being. You can hate the speech. You can criticize it, but you can't stop it. You can't stifle it. You don't like it? Well, then go to somebody that is speaking that you do like. I don't like any. You can go ahead and criticize it all you want to. I wish the Democrats would shut up, but I'm not out trying to stop them from shutting up. I'm not out there trying to stifle their freedom of speech, no matter how convoluted, no matter how ignorant. And it is ignorant. It's ignorant. It's arrogant. It's baseless. It's arbitrary. It's ridiculous. I mean, we could go on for hours. He goes on, if Attorney General Eric Holder does not appoint a special prosecutor to investigate the IRS, the House should use its power to impeach him. Well, the House should use his power to impeach not only the Attorney General, but the President as well. Look, the President is the top dog here. He's the one involved in all of these. He's the one orchestrating it, okay? He's the Pied Piper. He's blowing his pipe, and all you Democrats are out there just following him, boop-a-doop-a-doo. Blindly, I might add. I don't know how anybody could be a Democrat. I don't know. I don't get it. Honest to goodness, God almighty, I cannot, again. My brain, there are just certain things in this world that my brain just cannot process. And liberalism is one of them. It makes absolutely no sense. Impeding justice is intolerable, he says. And he should not be permitted to refuse the American people a true investigation into the actions of those who use the machinery of government to target, intimidate, and silence them for politically driven reasons. Quote, unquote. Now, he also released a press release. This is it. The failure to fully investigate and prosecute individuals for the illegal targeting of political organizations is just one of many offenses committed by Attorney General Holder. Well, yeah, there he's got some listed down here. He's missing a whole bunch, but he's got some good ones. While he has been Attorney General, this is the press release, DOJ was at the center of Fast and Furious gunwalking scandal. You remember that. All those Mexican drug cartels got all these guns. American citizens can't have a gun. But Al-Qaeda, Mexican drug cartels, they can get all the guns they need from us. But if you're a law-abiding citizen, you can't have a gun. You're not law enforcement. You're not a government agency. You can't have a gun. Yeah, but how am I supposed to protect myself if somebody breaking in? Well, you call the police. Yeah, but by that time, they've already raped my wife, and they've murdered my children, and they've stole all my stuff, and they got me tied up, and they've tortured me. So I didn't really have the time to call the police. Well, that's just the way it is. You can't have a gun. Guns kill. Really? Guns kill? You know, I've never once seen a gun walking down the street by himself, indiscriminately shooting people. I've never seen that. If somebody has evidence out there that guns can do that, now is a really good time to present that evidence. I want to see it. I want to see it. Kills is the will to kill inside the human. The will to kill is not inside the gun. It's inside the human. This is a stupid argument. I'm sick of that stupid gun argument. If these liberals would just take a moment to think about what they're really asking for. Just think about what they're really, really asking for. And you got to be careful in this world. Be careful what you ask for. There are people out there that will give it to you. And then when they get it, then all of a sudden, oh, wait a minute, that's not, whoa, I don't like that. What do you mean you don't like it? You asked for it. Everything you asked for, we gave you. Now you don't like it? Oh, yeah, but it wasn't supposed to be that way. There's no unicorns or rainbows or no puppies, nothing. That's right, you idiot. DOJ was at the center of the Fast and Furious gunwalking scandal that led to the death of U.S. Border Patrol agent Brian Terry. Remember that name? The media forgot all about him. The House of the Representatives voted him in contempt of Congress 2 years ago. This man has been in contempt for 2 years. 2 years. Imagine that. 2 years. Well, let me ask you something, Congress. Why haven't you done anything with that contempt charge? Why haven't you done anything with it? What the hell does that mean if you're in contempt of Congress? Well, I guess it doesn't mean anything. DOJ has refused to enforce federal immigration laws, federal health care laws, federal welfare laws, federal drug laws, as written by Congress. Congress? What the hell's a Congress? Congress. What do you mean Congress? What, Congress? We don't have a Congress. No. This is a tyranny. We've got a king. We don't have a Congress. Congress, what the hell is a Congress? I have no idea. DOJ attempted to bring the 9/11 terrorist Khalid Sheikh Mohammed to Manhattan to be tried on U.S. soil. Would you know how I feel about that? Not one of these goddamn terrorists should ever even touch foot on American soil, period. They don't deserve the right to even step foot in a land such as the United States. They don't deserve to be here. The closest they should ever come to the United States is Guantanamo Bay, and that's it. Look, we got to start having a little bit more respect for this, respect for our laws, respect for our way of life, respect for our people, but we don't. Nobody wants any respect for anybody. They just want everybody to respect them. As long as they're on top and they're doing good, that's all that matters. Tyranny, 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 tyranny. And it is trickle-down tyranny. Tyranny starts at the top, and it does trickle on down. Everybody's got to be a tyrant. The cops, they got to be tyrants. School teachers, they got to be tyrants. You can't even go into a goddamn stupid market without the stupid checker trying to be a little tyrant. Shut up. Ring me up and shut up. Bag my groceries. Shut up. DOJ gave the Obama administration the green light to transfer detainees. Boom, bong, bing, bong, boom. There goes my broken left-handed tongue right on schedule. Try this again. DOJ gave the Obama administration the green light to transfer detainees from Guantanamo Bay without giving proper notice to Congress. Again, the Congress. We don't have a Congress anymore. DOJ helped secretly obtain the phone records of journalists, especially at Fox News and the Associated Press. Remember when they did that? And they had labeled James Rosen as a terrorist. Well, he works at Fox News. Of course he's a terrorist. Charlie Rangel thinks if you're in the Tea Party, you're worse than the Taliban. Imagine that. A Tea Partier who stands for freedom for all, regardless of your sex, your sexual orientation, the color of your stupid skin. If you're an American citizen, you deserve freedom like anybody else. And that is worse than the Taliban, who cuts your head off if you're not Muslim? And if you're a woman, you show parts of your ankle, well, then you arouse me, and now I have to rape you. Then I have to get the rest of my buddies over here to help rape you. And it's that woman's fault. She showed her skin. She should have been inside the house, cooking and cleaning. She should not be outside the house and showing her ankle, arousing men. And you know how men are. They can't control their urges. They see a woman's ankle and they have to rape it. Well, that's the Taliban. And Charlie Rangel, he won his primary too, which I cannot understand. Well, actually, I can. Harlem, New York, you got to wake up. I don't know what the hell your problem is. But somebody like Charlie Rangel, who's a tax cheat. See, you can be a tax cheat as long as you're a Democrat. We had our Treasury Secretary, who was a tax cheat. Damn near every Democrat is a tax cheat. They love taxes. They love taxes. But they don't want to pay it. They want you to pay it. Not them. They're a Democrat. They shouldn't have to pay taxes. That's only for the right. That's only for the Republicans, the Tea Party. They're the only ones because they're all rich because they like oil. Well, let me tell you something about the Tea Party. The people that go to the Tea Party, people that are members of, well, it's not really a member. There's no membership. And anybody who says that they're ahead of the Tea Party is a liar. Don't trust them. And there are a lot, hey, look, there's a lot of shysters out there, including in the Tea Party, the so-called Tea Party. The real Tea Party is just the average American citizen who is fed up. That's the Tea Party. Tea Party is inside. That Tea Party is inside of you. It's inside. There is no leader. It's a movement. So don't get suckered in by these people. Oh, I'm a leader of the Tea Party. No, you're not. Shut up. All right, let's get into the scuttlebutt of the day, since we're on tyranny here. This new California bill, AB 1014, I don't know if anybody's heard about it. Well, oh my God, it's about 5,000 degrees in this studio tonight. Unbelievable. I can't turn the air conditioning on. And I won't be able to hear. But this morning, first thing out of the box, was one of the stories I got. Well, they've revised it since then, but they didn't make it better. It's still the same. Now, if you don't know what I'm talking about, AB 1014 in California hasn't been passed yet, but it's passing very quickly through all these committees. And their governor, I'm pretty sure their governor will probably sign it if it passes all the way through. And in California, I'm pretty sure it's going to pass. Well, it is designed to legalize more tyranny without due process. And that is the goal of the left. That is Barack Obama's transformation of this country, is to legalize tyranny. There is no due process in this country anymore. There is no due process. It doesn't exist. Look, if you're accused of something, you're guilty. It doesn't matter who accuses you. AB 1014, known as the Gun Violence Restraining Order Bill. Oh, God, these people. I swear to God. The bill would allow authorities to confiscate guns from individuals who have this new type of restraining order taken out against them using no more than the word of a third party. Now, what does that mean? Well, let's say somebody in your family, you don't like them, or might be a cousin, might be your neighbor. You don't like them, you found out that they're in the Tea Party, and they don't like Barack Obama, which makes him a hater and a racist. So you call the cops, and you fill out a report, and you tell them this guy is untrustworthy. Well, without notifying you, the police take that accusation. They send the SWAT team to your home, 5:30 in the morning. They break in. They don't need to knock on the door. They just break in, and they look for guns. They trash your entire house looking for guns, and if they find one, they take it. And if you give them any resistance, well, you go to jail. Then you get an opportunity to go to court, which you have to pay for. You have to pay for it. You have to pay now to prove that you are innocent, that you are not a threat. Not anymore with the prosecution. The government has to prove that you're a threat. You have to prove that you're not, because somebody decided to call you in. Now, if I remember correctly, Nazis did that. You understand, Mr. Bill O'Reilly? Huh? You figured out yet? I'm sorry, Mr. Bill O'Reilly, but Nazism is alive and well in the United States. This nonsense that he loves to keep bitching about, oh, Nazism will never come to the United States. Well, that's okay. Well, we may not call them Nazis, but it's the same thing. You don't need to have lightning bolts on your collar and wearing brown shirts to be a Nazi. Nazi is tyranny. And that's what they did. They wanted to get the citizens to turn on the citizens. And they wanted to confiscate the guns. Because if they've got a citizenry that is unarmed, how easy is it? How easy do you think it would be to walk in and just take control of them? Very easy. Well, that's why the Second Amendment is in our Constitution, from keeping our government from turning tyrannical, period. Has absolutely nothing to do with hunting. No home invasion. It doesn't have to do with that. It's self-defense against the government. That's why it's in there. And anyone who says anything different is an idiot. In response to the recent streak of gun violence, the Senate Public Safety Committee, oh my God, the Senate Public Safety, Assemblymember Democrats, this Nancy Skinner, and I watched a video of her. I mean, she's a creep. This Das Williams and Hannah Beth Jackson say that AB 1014 would give law enforcement the ability to obtain a gun violence restraining order to temporarily limit a person's access to firearms when there are warning signs of violence. Well, what makes a warning sign? Your neighbor says that because you're a Tea Party or you're a threat? We don't need probable cause. We don't need evidence anymore. We don't need at least some form of due process. Just somebody says you're a threat and automatically you are. Well, you know what? We need to start doing that to liberals. We need to give them a taste of their own money. So if you're in California and you're a Republican, and if this bill passed, which I'm pretty sure it will, here's what you do. You go down to the police station and you give them a list of all the Democrats that you know in your neighborhood. And you see if the cops are going to go down there and pull that crap with them. See, this is what they want. So give it to them. Have the cops break into their home at 5 o'clock in the morning. Trash their house looking for guns. Looking for anything. Do that to them. Well, if I find a neighbor of mine that's a liberal, maybe I might do that. They can do it to me. Why can't I do it to them? Well, you can. We need to give these liberals a taste of their own medicine. Whatever they ask for, we need to give it to them. Maybe then they might learn. Maybe then that they might actually learn that all this tyranny is really not as cracked up as they thought it was. Because it ain't. The measure by Assemblyman Das Williams, he's from Santa Barbara, and this stupid Nancy Skinner from Berkeley, which, I mean, why does that not surprise me? We should do nuclear testing in Berkeley. As well as State Senator Hannah Beth Jackson, who's also from Santa Barbara, would create a gun violence restraining order using the same process that restraining orders are granted in cases of domestic violence. Well, there's a little bit more to get a restraining order on domestic violence than what they're asking for. So that part right there, that's bogus. You do have to prove at least a little bit of something of domestic violence. You got to show some injuries. You got to do this. You can't just accuse somebody of something and then have them guilty. Well, not anymore. You can do it now. And that's exactly what tyrants want. They want the citizens turning on the citizens. Because they want those citizens turning on the other citizens because they've got them now. Yeah. Those are my little sheep. They're going to go out there and do my bidding. Go out there and target our political foes, and they got no trouble in doing it. Well, if you're in California and you know you've got a liberal neighbor, well, you need to get down to the police station and you need to say that they're a threat. They've got guns. They're a threat. And you're scared of your life living next to them because they're so threatening. You heard him talking about joining a tea party. That'll get the cops down there real quick. Yeah. They're anti-government, anti-science, anti-women. Well, that's what we ought to do. We ought to give these liberals a taste of their own damn medicine. See how they like it once in a while. But see, most people on the right, we're not like that. We're intelligent. We've got respect not only for ourselves, but for our neighbors. You can't have respect for anybody else until you have respect for yourself. Liberals obviously don't have respect for themselves. Because if they did, they wouldn't be a liberal. Family members, partners, friends would now have the ability to alert law enforcement if they believe someone poses a threat to themselves or others. Well, the law enforcement officers would then be able to petition a judge to grant a restraining order that could prohibit possession or purchase of a gun, and they don't have to tell you. They do not have to tell you that you have a restraining order of guns. You are now illegal. They don't have to tell you. They don't tell you until they show up to your door at 5 o'clock in the morning and they break it open. They force you to lie naked on the ground as they handcuff you. They trash your house looking for guns. They do not have to tell you. And then you get an opportunity to go to court, but you have to pay for this. It's not cheap. Lawyers are not cheap. And you have to pay for that out of your own pocket to prove that you're not a threat. Because somebody just decided that because, well, they found out that you're on the right, well, automatically you're a threat. There's no evidence, absolutely no evidence whatsoever to support their claim, but just the accusation alone is all they need. And the cops will go ahead and do it. Well, any cop you do that, I'm sorry, but this is why people don't respect the police anymore. This is why I don't respect the police anymore. I don't buy this crap. You're just doing your job. I don't want to hear it. Again, every single one of those guards in those towers in Auschwitz was just doing their job. Every single one of those soldiers that picked and chose which Jew was going to get on that boxcar was just doing their job. So don't give me this. I don't buy that. I'm just doing my job and doing what I'm told. And that woman that put those names on those lists for those veterans, I'm glad you came out. I'm glad you blew the whistle, and I'm glad you said something. However, I give you no sympathy. You should be tried for murder. I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear it. I give you no sympathy, woman. None. Don't give me this. You're just doing your job. Doing your job? Doing your job, putting people on lists, knowing damn good and well that they're never going to get a doctor because that list is now in your drawer? And those men died, lady. They died because of you. I don't care that you were told to do it. You should be tried for murder. I don't care that you're a whistleblower. You need to be tried for murder. Period. I didn't feel sorry for her a bit. I'm glad she came out and said something, but she should have said something the very moment that her supervisor came in and said, hey, I need you to put these people on this stupid secret list over here so they don't get any help. Because I need to get my bonus, and we got to clean up these books. She should have immediately refused. She should have gone to the police. She should have gone somewhere. She should have done something, but did she? No. She went ahead, and she did it. That's attempted murder, and that is murder. Those that died, that's murder. Those that didn't is attempted murder. You should spend some time in jail, along with your boss, and along with anybody else that went along with it. They need to be tried for murder, because that's exactly what it is. How is it not? How in the hell is putting somebody on a list knowing full well they're not going to get any medical attention? How the hell is that not murder? When you put a Jew in a boxcar, you know damn good and well they're going to go into one of these camps and they're going to go straight to the goddamn the gas chamber and then into the oven. How in the hell is that not murder? How in the hell is that not murder? I don't know. It is murder. I'm still pissed about that. I'm still pissed. I'm going to be pissed about this VA for a long time. Probably forever. I don't think I'm ever going to get over it. Gun rights activists are speaking out against this bill's lack of due process and obviously potential for abuse. It's not potential for abuse. It is abuse. Just coming up with the idea is abusive. Whether you follow through or not, it's still abusive coming up with the idea. AB 1014 is a gun-control nightmare, said Brandon Combs. He's president of California FFL. California Democrats are taking their radical anti-gun agenda to an entirely new and horrifying level, he says. That's right. And they're going to continue to do it. That level is going to get higher and higher and higher and higher and higher every single day until we stop this. First thing we need to do is we need to stop it at the top. This is where it starts. It does start at the top. We've got to put an end to it. The president needs to be impeached. His entire cabinet needs to be impeached. Every one of them. Combs, who debated the bill with Assemblymember Williams, UCLA law professor Adam Winkler on the Los Angeles-based radio talk show, Which Way LA, said that the bill guts due process and the presumption of innocence. Well, there is no innocence anymore. You're guilty, and that's it. There is no proven innocence. You're in the Tea Party. You're guilty. You're not innocent. You're a hater, you're a racist, you're a homophobe, you're a misogynist, you're anti-government. I still can't figure that one out. Now, how in the hell can the Tea Party be considered anti-government when they're pro-Constitution, which this Constitution lays out our government? This is how our government operates. And if you're pro-Constitution, you're pro-government. I mean, it doesn't make any sense. How do they get away with it? Well, there's a lot of lazy people out there that just simply don't want to fight. Oh, well, I don't want to rock the boat. I do. I want to tip that son of a bitch over. Well, it's not very difficult, not very hard to see that this is very abusive. And you can now have your family members, your friends, or government agencies, anybody. Because they get a hard-on and they suspect that you might be a threat. So they can break into your home. They don't need a real warrant. They don't need probable cause. Just because somebody said that they know. There's a world of difference between what you think and what you know. So just because they think you might be a threat, only because you're on the wrong political side, you are now guilty. And see, the judge, they're going to sign off on it more often than not because they don't want to be the one to not sign off on it. And then something happens and somebody gets hurt with a gun or killed with a gun. Well, look, life is dangerous. You can't do anything about it. Life is dangerous. It's dangerous in the animal kingdom and it's dangerous in our kingdom. Life in itself is dangerous. Life itself will kill you. You can't protect everything. You can't defend everything. You can't eliminate crime. As long as you have two people on Earth, one of them is going to commit a crime with the other one. It's just the way it is. You can only do the best you can. But you have to remain free. You have to. I'm sorry, but it sucks. You're going to have to put up, like with the First Amendment, you're going to have to put up with stuff like killing cracker babies, blah, 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 blah. You don't like it. You don't have to like it. You can hate it, and I do hate it. But I love the fact that people can have the opportunity to stand up in public and speak their mind, right, wrong, good, bad, or indifferent, without persecution. You hear that, Dems? Huh? You hear that, Libs? That's right. You're going to have to put up with hate speech. There is no such thing as hate speech. It's free speech. You don't have to like it, but you have to love the fact that people have the right to say it. You liberals have the right to say anything you want to. That's okay. You can say whatever you want, but nobody else can unless they agree with you. Well, how in the hell is that free speech? How the hell is that free speech? It ain't. We must resist this liberalism at all costs. Resist it, resist it, resist it. Fight it. Fight it any way you know how. And if it means that you've got to step on your buddy's toes, you got to step on your mama's toes, you got to step on your sister's toes, your brother's toes, so be it. You got to step on your stupid professor's toes, step on him. Slap the son of a bitch in the mouth. Do whatever you got to do. But you must resist this. That's the point. And when I'm saying step on their toes and slapping them, I'm speaking figuratively. So don't anybody set themselves on fire. Relax. I speak figuratively a lot. It's just the way I am. And I'm not about to change the way I am. I don't care how many people don't like it. I'm me. I can't do anything about it. I didn't invent me. I just know how I am. And I'm not about to change for anybody. And neither should you. Why should you change for me? Because I don't like what you said. I don't like this. I don't like that. I don't like your shoes. I don't like your hair color. Now you have to change because I don't like them. Well, what about the next bastard that comes by? He doesn't like your shoes. He doesn't like your hair color. He doesn't like this. He doesn't like that. So now you got to change again? That's ridiculous. Figure out whoever the hell you are and keep it. Stay with it. Don't be afraid to be yourself. That's the problem in this country. Nobody wants to be themselves. Everybody's got to be something else. That's what liberals are. Liberals aren't themselves. Liberals are something else. It's like make-believe. I don't know how they follow all the rules. I mean, I got to... And who makes these liberal rules? Well, they make them up as they go along. And anytime they find out that somebody's on the right, if they say something immediately, doesn't matter what it is, they can turn God bless you into hate speech. That's how crazy these people are. And they do. They do, because you mentioned God. Well, now you're a religious zealot. You're a freak. You're that. Bah, 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 bah. We all know that the Tea Party all believes in God. But let me tell you something. The Tea Party consists of just about not only every religion, but every non-religion. They consist of American citizens. It's not about religion. The Tea Party has nothing to do with any kind of religion. Nothing to do with religion, nothing to do with atheism, nothing to do with nothing but freedom. That's it, the Constitution. And if you don't want to believe in a God or don't want to believe in this, and you don't have to, but you have to believe in freedom. We want to remain free, we're going to have to believe in freedom. And we're going to have to demand it and expect it. And if we don't get it, well, we're going to have to do something to get it. And right now, the only way we're going to get our freedom is we got to impeach this president, period. It starts at the top. Well, if they can't get your gun by getting your little friend or your neighbor to turn you in, here's another way they can get you. Illinois. Illinois has the answer to that. Democratic Governor Pat Quinn. This woman is a piece of work. Just a piece of work. Yesterday signed into law a bill that will make Illinois the third state to allow psychologists, not MDs, psychologists, which you know how I feel about psychologists. It's quack science. The overwhelming vast majority of psychology is quack. There is some psychology that is real and it is true. But not all of it. Not all of it. And just because somebody's depressed, okay, first of all, life can be depressing. The fact that you get up in the morning can be depressing. It's just part of being human. There isn't one human being on planet Earth that has never been depressed. And if you've never been depressed, well, then good. Good for you. But just because you get a little blue doesn't mean that you have to go on all these drugs. Well, Big Pharma wants it that way. See, the more people that they have on antidepressant drugs or any other kind of drugs or any kind of this, well, that just helps this new gun laws that they want to get passed now, that if somebody is mentally ill, they're not allowed to have a gun. Well, okay, I can understand that, but if somebody is truly mentally ill, they don't belong in society. They belong in a hospital, maybe like an insane asylum. I mean, right? If you're mentally ill, you're crazy. Don't you belong in like an asylum of sort, a hospital? I mean, at least I thought. But see, they want to put as many people on these antidepressant drugs, which these antidepressant drugs are the root cause of every single one of these shootings, these mass shootings. Every single one of them. They were all on these antidepressant drugs, and then they get off of them. These women go to postpartum depression, which is part of life. Most women go through, they've got all kinds of hormonal imbalances, all kinds of changes are going on in their body when they have a baby. Again, I didn't invent the woman. I just know how they work. It's natural. It's all part of just being human. There's nothing you can do about it. So you just try to do the best you can. You got a family there. You use support. You do this. You don't need drugs. Drugs are not the answer to everything. Just get over it. Use your head. Some people do get into a funk where they can't get out of it. Well, they need help from people, from their families, their friends. And if they don't have family and friends, okay, then fine, get a doctor. But the answer is not drugs. It's like slicing your jugular vein and trying to put a freaking Band-Aid on it. It ain't going to work. Those antidepressant drugs, they're not going to solve the problem. It's a temporary fix. Okay, fine. You might be a little stoned and you feel good. Okay, fine, fine, fine. But what happens when you run out of drugs and you have no more? Well, your brain doesn't know how to operate, doesn't know how to function. So it goes into freak mode. And people go on homicidal, maniacal, whatever. They just go out and kill people. They kill themselves. They kill their friends and their family. These drugs are serious. These drugs are bad, man. I can't stand these antidepressant drugs, and I can't stand people who just the first thing out of the box, oh, okay, well, I'm just going to prescribe this drug here for you. And every time they prescribe a drug, guess what happens? They get a little kickback. They make money. That's all it's about. It's not about healing the person. It's about how much money they can make. And the VA, it's not about giving the veterans health care, helping them, curing their diseases, curing their ailments. It's about getting that bonus. That's all it's about. It's just about the dollar, about the buck. Well, good. Okay, fine. Do anything you can to get, you know, make a buck. There's nothing wrong with it. But you have to make the buck the right way. And making a buck just by putting somebody on a list, kidnapping them and throwing them in a psych room alone by themselves, prescribing all these antidepressant drugs. I mean, wake up, America. Come on. We've got to put an end to this Big Pharma. We've got to put an end to this crap. And you got a child now. okay, he doesn't pay attention in class for a little while. Well, obviously, well, it's just, again, part of life. You're a child. I don't buy that ADD. I think that's bogus. I never have and I never will. I think it's bogus. There's no such thing as attention deficit disorder. Pull your head out of your ass and pay attention. And if you don't, you've got to pay the consequences. But nobody's paying any consequences. Just get them on drugs. That's all you got to do. Just put them on drugs. Well, this is their goal now. They want to have psychologists now be able to prescribe medications. But normally, it used to come from a doctor. You had to be a doctor. Well, they got to go through like a year and a half. What is it? Where is it here? Oh, 2.5 years of additional postdoctoral training. Blah, 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 blah. The whole goal here is simply to put as many people on these antidepressant drugs as possible. And if you're on antidepressant drugs, well, these new laws that are coming down the pike that they want to pass, and if we don't impeach this president and we don't do something about it, they're going to get passed. So if they can't take away your gun because of your neighbor who ratted on you and said that because, well, you joined a Tea Party that you're a hater, we got to confiscate your guns. They can't do it that way. Well, then they're going to put you on some kind of antidepressant drug. And once you get on that drug, well, then now it's unlawful. You can't own a gun. You're mentally ill. Look, when you get depressed, the only person that can get you out of your funk is yourself. You are your best psychiatrist, period. Think a little bit. That's all you got to do. Yeah, I do understand there are people that really get really super depressed. But the drug ain't going to get them out of it. It might get them out of it for a while, but what happens when you get off the drug? They go right back into it because their brain doesn't know how to function. You got to train your brain. I'm sick and tired of people putting these kids on Ritalin because they didn't pay attention in school. Well, maybe they didn't pay attention to you, teacher, because, well, you're boring. Maybe you don't know the material. Maybe it's your job. Or maybe it's your fault that you didn't have a material here. You don't know what you're doing. I'm sorry, teachers, but children are not computers. You can't just program them. And this is what teachers don't like. They don't want to teach. They just want to program. They just want to indoctrinate. Here's the answers to all the test questions. Remember it and learn it and know it. That's it. That's how they want to teach. Just to give you the answer. Spoon feed you the answer, and you must remember it. I'm sorry, but human beings are not computers. They cannot be programmed. Well, some people can be very easily indoctrinated. I can't. I never could. I questioned everything, and I still question everything. Hey, look, I'm the kind of guy, you tell me the sky is blue, well, I'm going to go outside, and I'm going to check. And if that sky is any other color than blue, I will come back to you and demand an explanation. Why did you tell me that sky was blue? I just went out there. It's not blue. Why did you tell me that? I don't believe anybody. You're going to say something, well, then back it up. Talk is cheap, but it takes money to buy a whiskey. So back it up. All right. Enough of this. Let's open up my treasure chest here. See what kind of booty we can plunder tonight here. Oh, look at this. President Obama, tired of waiting for Congress. Really? See, this is what this guy thinks. Because he wants to get this done, and if Congress doesn't get it to him, or Congress doesn't give it to him, well, then he thinks, well, because this is what I asked for, and Congress didn't give it to me, and they didn't give it to me in a timely fashion, well, now I just got to grab my little magic pen and write an executive order and get it done. I'm working for the American people. No, you're not working for the American people, Mr. Obama. You're working for yourself. Because if you were working for us, none of it, we wouldn't, I wouldn't be on Blog Talk Radio if you were working for me. I wouldn't have anything to bitch about. But because you're not working for me, yeah, I've got a hell of a lot to bitch about. And I'm going to continue bitching about it. Anti-amnesty group now. This is funny. Asks Americans now to mail what they call gently used underwear. You can fill in the blanks on what is gently used or not. But they want Americans to send gently used underwear to Obama and John Boehner. I think that's a great idea. You know, I'm thinking about doing that. I've got some pairs of drawers, man, that I don't even know why I have them anymore. They've got holes galore. But see, I'm a man, and I will wear a T-shirt. I'll wear any kind of shirt. I'll wear a pair of pants. I'll wear a pair of shoes, socks. I mean, until there's nothing left. I don't care how many holes in it. I'm just like that. I'm crazy like that. So I got some drawers. I think I might do that. I think I might just do that. So if you've got any soiled drawers that you don't know what to do with, well, you send them to Mr. Obama and Mr. Boehner. The anti-amnesty group, Americans for Legal Immigration PAC. They're called Alley PAC. It's calling on Americans to mail their gently used underwear to President Barack Obama and House Speaker John Boehner in response to government requests for new briefs for the current surge of illegal immigrants being held by the Border Patrol, which the Border Patrol isn't doing Border Patrol. You know what they're doing now? They're doing laundry. They're changing diapers. They're doing food prep. Well, there are a lot of them that are quitting, but a lot of them aren't. Border Patrol, you need to go on strike. You really want to get this problem solved? Border Patrol, you go on strike. ICE, you go on strike. You say no more. And you stick to it until every one of those immigrants are shipped back to wherever the hell they came from. You want to come back over here? Fine. I welcome you. I can't speak for anybody else, but I do welcome you if you do it the right way. But you're not. You're coming over here with all your frickin' diseases, and now they've got the swine flu, which they don't call it the swine flu anymore because that offends Muslims. The H1N1. Well, I call it the swine flu. That's what it is. Virtually crime-free county in Florida gets an MRAP armored vehicle. You know what that MRAP vehicle is? That's one of those vehicles they used in Afghanistan and Iraq. So when they went over a mine, it wouldn't kill everybody in the vehicle. Well, a county in Florida that has virtually zero crime, they need one of these. Wait till we get to that story of why they need it. Unbelievable. Unbelievable BS that these police officers are coming up with why they need armored vehicles. I'm sorry, cops, you don't need armored vehicles. But see, that's what this government wants. They want the police force, basically the army and the police force, they want all the same thing. They want a civilian army. That's what they want. And they're doing anything and everything they can to get it, and they're getting closer and closer every day. So again, we've got to set a precedent. We've got to impeach this president. We've got to impeach his entire cabinet. We've got to let everybody know that if you're going to be in government, you're going to have to follow this Constitution. You're going to have respect for us. You're going to have respect for our laws, and you're going to have respect for our way of life. And if you don't like freedom, get the hell out. Illegal immigrants now. We already talked about that. They're bringing all kinds of more diseases in Houston. They found the swine flu. Long Island facility. Long Island, right here. Right here where I'm at. They've got an influx of immigrant children, and they want to bring immigrants into Grumman, the old Grumman, which was on, what the heck is the name of that street there? Oh, doggone it. I can't remember. Hicksville Road? I think it's Hicksville Road. But that's where they made the moon lander. Well, They got to put these immigrants somewhere. They've got them in Massachusetts. They've got them in Connecticut, Texas. They've got them all over. And that's what they want to do. They just want to send these immigrants all over the United States. Well, you know what? These states ought to say, no, you're not bringing them in here. And if you do, you're going to have to send them back. And you arrest the bus driver who comes in. If he doesn't turn around, you arrest the bus driver. Oh, you don't like that, do you? Well, we don't like you dropping off all these people here. We don't like having our community infested with diseases. Fair to these immigrants and what they're doing to them. And it's certainly not fair to the American people. It's not fair to anybody. But it's certainly fair to the Democrats because look how many more voters they got now. And since there's no ID laws, they can vote. That's no problem. That's why they're being brought over here. Every one of you immigrants are being brought over here. You're not brought over here to be a citizen. You're brought over here to be a vote. And that's it. Oh, my God, look at this. This is, you know, I read this earlier today, and I wanted to say that I couldn't believe it, but I do believe it. The EPA employees are now pooping in the hallways. Yes, I said that correctly. Taking dumps in the hallways. Well, how can you do this without nobody seeing you? This is what I'd like to know. Well, they've obviously got to be pretty good at it. Let's see, what does this say here? Reports that the EPA is telling their employees. So now the EPA is sending out a release to all of their employees asking them to stop pooping in the hallways. I mean, this isn't a joke. This is real. They got a mad crapper in the EPA. I mean, what the hell? I can't stand that EPA anyway. First of all, that's another thing. The EPA, I'm sorry. But the EPA should be just a scaled-down set of people making recommendations. And look, I don't have a problem with an agency that's going to make recommendations saying, you know what? You're putting these particular chemicals into the water, and it's making all these people over here sick, and they're dying. So let's do something. Okay. I can understand that. But because you think the planet is melting, which it isn't, and there's no evidence that there is such thing as man-made global warming, and even if it is, it's just part of nature. But because they believe in this man-made global warming nonsense, they're now trying to shut down all the coal mines. They don't care about all these people that are now about to lose their job. They don't care that they're not going to be able to feed their families. Well, as long as we don't have any carbon footprints, we're going to be all right. Let me tell you something about these carbon footprints. Planet Earth puts out more carbon footprints than man could ever possibly imagine putting on. So I don't want to hear it. The low-class and nonsensical actions are taking place at the region office in Denver, Colorado. Government executive obtained on email in which Deputy Regional Administrator Howard Cantor begs his employees to stop the disgusting actions. Here's what he writes. Confounded by what to make of this occurrence, EPA management consulted with workplace violence national expert. What? Okay, taking a dump in the hallway is not violent. It's disgusting. It's rancid. It's not healthy, but violent? Wow, they consulted. Well, what do? We got a mad crapper. Well, let's talk to the workplace violence national expert. His name is John Nicoletti, who said that the hallway feces is, in fact, a health and safety risk. Well, yeah, people carry diseases, people step in it, it stinks. He added the behavior was very dangerous, and the individuals responsible would probably escalate their actions. I mean, what the hell's going on with the EPA? I mean, they got guys sitting around there looking up porn. They got commando squadrons pulling out of the trees, swooping in on these poor gold miners with machine guns and sidearms and hand grenades, and God only knows, they got full riot gear, just a test of water. I mean, what the hell's going on with the EPA? How about that, Gina McCarthy? Huh, sweetie? You want to get a handle on your department? That woman's a freak. I can't stand that woman. She is pure frickin' evil. She has no idea the damage that she has caused. No idea. All the jobs she has taken away. All the livelihood she has destroyed. I'm sorry, but you're bad people there, Gina McCarthy. You are bad people. I don't like people like you. I don't trust people like you. I don't like people like you. I don't want to do anything with people like you. But when you have people like Barack Obama, who's really no different than her, the tyrant is a tyrant is a tyrant is a tyrant. She can get away with it, and they do. Again, this is why it's so important that we, the American people, we've got to demand that this president be impeached. We've got to demand that the attorney general be impeached. We've got to demand these government agencies no longer need a commando Delta Force squadron. If you need law enforcement, you call a cop. If you can't find one, go to a donut shop. I'm sure you'll find a couple of them there. Law enforcement, that's their job. Not the government agencies. And now, the post office is buying up ammunition. They're buying up guns. I guess the post office can break into your home now and trash your house looking for unpaid postage? Why would the post office need to be carrying guns? Deliver the mail and shut up. That's it. You're done. Speaking of poop, Hillary Clinton's book signing tour now is going absolutely nowhere fast. Well, Chappaqua Library was holding one of her little book signings. And the night before that people were to show up, somebody had a big, huge sign up there, Hillary Rodham Clinton. Now she's going by Hillary Rodham Clinton again. I mean, this woman has changed her name so many frickin' times. I call her criminal. And I call her a whole bunch of other names, which I don't need to repeat on these airwaves. But I think you can pretty much fill in the blanks on your own. But they had a big sign with her fat, ugly mug on it. Welcome, Hillary Rodham Clinton. Woo-woo-woo. So you go in the library to get your book signed. Well, somebody had written on there in big letters, big red letters, Benghazi. Well, the Chappaqua police are now out there looking for this vandal. Well, I don't call him a vandal. I call him an artist. So hopefully they never find him. Imagine what they would do, but go, well, that's Hillary Clinton. I mean, look what she had, that filmmaker in Benghazi. Remember that guy? Look what she did to him. He's still in jail. Imagine what they're going to do to that guy who wrote Benghazi on her little book signing sign. I don't trust that Hillary Clinton at all. This woman cannot be president. This has got to be one of the, I mean, she's incompetent. There isn't 1 ounce of confidence in that woman. None. And now there's another tape out there. I mean, this woman's got all kinds of tapes out there. This woman, she'll never be president. Well, I can't say that. I never thought her husband would be. Then I never thought her husband was going to win twice. I never thought Barack Obama was going to win. And I never thought he was going to win twice. So we've got to do everything we can to stop her. This woman, this is pure evil. There's been a lot of far too many mysterious deaths associated with these Clintons. Far too much for me. It's too much for me. We can't have another Clinton in the White House. Absolutely not. I don't care how dead broke she is. And then she's got her daughter, Chelsea, who's another incompetent boob, getting paid $600,000 from MSNBC to do what? She's had, what, 3 appearances on camera? To do what, fluff pieces? What is that, Chelsea, anyway? Really, what is she? She also, when she came out of college, she was a consultant for a company. Of course, she was making much more than $600,000 a year. I mean, here this girl is fresh out of college, and just because she's a Clinton, she's a consultant? You're going to be advising these companies that have been in business for God knows how many years? She's trying to advise somebody who's been in this business for 30 years. And she's fresh out of college. Just like that resident there in Boston Children's Hospital. 7 months out of medical school, and this guy's a genius. He knows more than anybody else. I've been out of medical school for 7 months. Really? Wow. I'm impressed. You're really smart. Well, it looks like now Hillary has made a secret deal with Huma Abedin, which that's another piece of work. She wants to keep her husband quiet. Anthony Weiner. That guy is a weiner. He's still doing these texts, flashing his Jimmy out to all these little girls. The guy's not going to stop. He's sick. He's not going to stop. He's going to continue doing it again and again and again. Well, she's made a secret deal with this Huma Abedin to keep her little perverted husband quiet, keep him out of the spotlight. Clinton aides have insisted that Weiner stay out of public life for 2 years until she wins the presidency. Then he can come back in again, I guess. But he would avoid causing any further embarrassment to Huma or Clinton. See, it's not about embarrassment to him or Huma. It's an embarrassment to her. Because Huma's her little friend, and she's her little aide, her little lackey. So anybody associated with Clinton, well, they you know, that's what this is about. It has nothing to do with anything other than her. Well, her people deny it, that they didn't have it. God only knows. But knowing Hillary Clinton, wouldn't be a bit surprised. And really, who cares? I don't like the Clintons. I don't like the Wieners. I don't like the Abedins. I don't like any of them. So I really don't give a damn. Now, here's a good story. And I brought this up because every once in a while, I mean, you do need a little... You do need a little levity. And every once in a while, you know, you see a good story. You got to report it. I mean, enough is enough with all this bad stuff. Look, we've got enough bad stuff to go on forever. What we don't have is enough good stuff. So every once in a while, you got to play a little good stuff. And here's one of them. 100-year-old World War II veteran to receive a high school diploma. In New York, 100 years old, a World War II veteran. His name is George Hulka. They call him Papa. Was drafted in 1941 and served as a combat infantry. Boom, boom, good God, with this broken left-handed tongue, will you spit it out already? Served as a combat infantryman. Fighting the Nazis, surviving D-Day. He was in Normandy. He stormed the beaches. Several battles abroad, including the Battle of the Bulge. Now, that's a hero. That's a hero right there. Well, he was awarded the Bronze Star, a father of four. He turned 100 in April. He will receive an honorary high school diploma. And I can't pronounce the name of this high school. Schuylerville? I guess. Schuylerville? I have no idea where it's at. It's probably upstate somewhere. Who knows? Where his 19-year-old great-grandson, Devin Stark, will also be graduating from. They're going to give the grandson the diploma, and the grandson's going to give it to the father. It's going to be a big to-do. Well, he had to leave school after the eighth grade to go work and support the family. My grandfather left after the eighth grade. He skipped like three grades, passed up two of his sisters, and they didn't like him for that because he was smart. But back then, going to school, you know, this was depressionary days. Going to school was not important. Feeding the family was important. Family was important. So he had to quit school and go to work. He did all kinds of jobs. He was a mechanic. He was a farmhand. That's what my grandfather was. He was a farmhand. They had kids working on the farm. When my family came over in the early 1900s, they went straight to work on the farm. The kids, the aunts, uncles, mamas, daddies, everybody. They got up early in the morning and they worked till late at night. Then they did it again and again and again. Just to survive. They didn't bitch and piss and moan about it. And they made damn sure that they learned English. They learned our Constitution. They respected our way of life. They became Americans. Do we see that from immigrants today? No. We have to now change our way of life for them. They're over here illegally, and I've got to change my way of life for you? Not going to happen. I refuse. I refuse to learn any other language. Not that I don't want to learn another language. I've always wanted to. My grandparents, they spoke German. I do understand some German, but they spoke a different kind of German than there is German today. My mom speaks a little bit of it, but see, they didn't want to teach us that. It's not like they wanted to get rid of their culture. But they came all the way over here to America. They wanted to be Americans. They wanted to be American citizens. So they told their children, the only time you're allowed to speak German is inside the house or in church. Other than that, you've got to learn the language. You've got to become an American citizen. You've got to learn the language. Well, it was a much different culture back then. I wish we'd go back to it. I really do. And how many kids today you think would quit school just to support their families? How many of them? Yeah, that's what I thought too. Not very many. All right, let's get into this story here with this Florida. Residents of a virtually crime-free county in Florida. What the hell is going on with Florida? I mean, that is one whacked-out state, man. I am sick and tired of Florida. I love this state, but my God. One crazy whacked-out thing after another in that freaking state. Well, the residents there are expressing outrage over a decision by the Walton County Sheriff's Office to purchase an MRAP armored vehicle normally used to hunt insurgents in Iraq and Afghanistan. Well, how many insurgents do you think you got there in Walton County? Huh? Why do you need an armored vehicle? How many IED and roadside bombs do the police force go through on a daily basis in Walton County? Pretty sure not a lot. Pretty sure. Otherwise, we would have heard about it, right? I mean, if you've got a county somewhere in the United States that their police force is all of their vehicles are constantly being blown up with roadside bombs and IEDs, that they need to have these armored vehicles, I'm sure we'd hear about it. But I haven't heard anything about it. So why do you need that? Well, it's a mine-resistant vehicle. It's an ambush-protected vehicle. You're a cop. Okay, somebody's committing a crime, you arrest them. The vehicle for which the department paid $2,500 for. The only thing they had to do was just, they got it for free. They just had to pay for the shipping of it. And that's it. Walton County Sheriff's Officer Mike Adkinson. This guy, when I read this, this guy's a piece of work. I'm sick and look, cops, I really want to give you faith. I really want to give you trust again. I really do. I'm asking. I'm begging you, police. I want to give you my trust. I want to give you my faith. I want to give you respect. I'm asking to give you respect. Cops keep pulling crap like this on a daily basis. And it's getting more and more and more. I cannot respect that. And I will not respect that. You want respect from me, police. You're going to have to earn it. You pushed me away. I didn't run away from you. You pushed me away from you. Just remember that. I'm asking you to give me an opportunity to respect you again. That's a request. I want to respect you, but I cannot. I cannot respect the police anymore. I can't, and I want to. I desperately want to. So help me out, cops. Okay? Help me out. Help out the rest of the American people. I'm pretty sure a lot of American people want to respect the police department again. But they can't. When you're disrespecting us in the way that you're disrespecting us and treating us like we're already criminals before we've done a crime, American people don't like that. We don't respect that. And we're not going to tolerate it anymore. So could you knock it off, please? Huh? Why don't you do this? Why don't you, first of all, why don't you go ahead and find yourself a constitution? You can find them anywhere. Well, not anymore. The government's confiscated them because they're hate documents. That Constitution is a hate document. But if you look hard enough somewhere, I'm pretty sure you can find one. You read it. You understand it. And then you follow it. Well, the Walton County Sheriff's Officer Mike Adkinson denied. Of course he's going to deny. Denied that the purchase of the vehicle was an attempt to militarize the police department. What the hell else would you need it for? Adding that he wouldn't let public opinion get in the way of the safety of his colleagues. Now, excuse me. You're living in a county with zero crime. And you need an armored vehicle. A mine-resistant vehicle? Because you're so worried about the safety of your colleagues? This is not the federal government intruding on your civil liberties, wrote Mr. Adkinson on his little Facebook post. Well, if it's not intruding on our civil liberties, what is it? How is that not? Would you really want, he goes on now, would you really want them sent into harm's way without the best protection available simply because the military originally purchased a vehicle? How, what are you talking about? What do you mean? What are you talking about? You want the police officer sent into harm's way without the best protection? You have all the guns. You have the protection. You have the protection. The citizen doesn't. We don't have any protection. We don't have bulletproof vests. We don't have this. We don't have that. I mean, come on. See, now this is weak. This is pathetic. This is why this Adkinson, this is why I can't stand people like this. I mean, you really want to send police into harm's way without the best protection? So you need an armored vehicle for a county that has zero crime. Well, this didn't stop the residents from expressing their anger at the decision to buy the vehicle, and rightly so, and they should be angry. And I hope they keep it up. With one commenting that the purchase represented an offensive intimidation method used to control and strike fear. That's the only reason it's for there. Doesn't make the officers safe. How is it making the officers safer? They've got no crime. You shouldn't be worried about that. You should be worried. I mean, this is ridiculous. Police departments do not need armored vehicles. I don't care if the military use it or not. It's irrelevant. They are turning this country into a police state. They want one police force. And that's it. And they want them to be like a military, like other countries do, other tyrannical countries, which is even yet another reason why we have to nip this in the bud. The president's got to go first. And police, you got to back off. We need a president in there who's going to tell the police department, look, you're going to have to follow the goddamn Constitution, and if you don't, you're out. I'm going to get my attorney general. He's going to prosecute you for not following this Constitution and violating citizens' rights. And that's what this document is for. And again, it's not just for the law enforcement, not just for the government to follow, for us to follow too. We're all in on this together. Freedom is a team sport, period. All studies show that the more militarized a department becomes, the more often officers actually get hurt, believe it or not. Look at all the cities that have the most stringent gun control laws. Every one of them has the most gun violence. And those aren't legal guns. Those are the illegal guns. You want to take guns away from bad people? Okay. Well, then do something with the black market. Don't take it away from the innocent. Take it away from the guilty. Fight Atkinson's effort to justify the purchase by pointing to examples where cops have had to deal with suspects barricaded inside their homes. So you've got a suspect that's barricaded in his home. There's ways of getting him out. You don't need to crash through the frickin' house with a goddamn armored vehicle. There's ways of getting him out. I mean, this doesn't even make any sense. They're going to try to justify this because a suspect is barricaded in their home. And they can't get him out, so they need an armored vehicle to trash through the house and pull him out. Well, if you've got a county that has virtually zero crime, how can you have all these people trapped inside your homes? And how often is that going to happen? I mean, what are you expecting? Well, this particular county was actually used in the 1998 movie The Truman Show because it had no crime and the neighborhood looked so peaceful it almost looked fake. And that's why they picked the spot. But now, well, they need an armored vehicle. They've got a lot of, I guess, going to have a lot of crime coming up soon. Nobody knows when it's going to happen, but they got to be prepared. There might be somebody who's going to barricade themselves in their home, and we've got to get them out. Tear gas, you got all kinds of things you can get them out with. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Well, Justin King, the story doesn't say who he is, but I think he's a reporter, accuses the sheriff's department of abandoning common sense. Well, they didn't abandon it. They took it out and burned it by purchasing the vehicle, pointing out that it is only likely to spur additional violence. Of course it is. This vehicle is an implement of war, he says. It has no place in this county. Well, you're absolutely correct. Absolutely right. No police department, not even in Chicago or New York or D.C. or Baltimore or Los Angeles, you don't need an armored vehicle. Sorry, you can't. I don't care what you say. You're never going to be able to convince me of this kind of stupidity. I just ain't buying it, all right? I see your bait, and this little fishy will not bite. So if you want to fish dinner, you're going to have to go trolling in more shallow waters. This little fishy will not bite. And I won't. This is ridiculous. Goddamn community has zero crime. And they need an armored vehicle. in case somebody barricades themselves into their home. This is ridiculous. Well, President Obama now is tired of waiting for Congress. Tired of it. Just flat tired that he's not getting everything that he wants. He's like a little spoiled brat.
Mommy, I want the candy. I want the candy, Mommy, 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 Mommy. I want the candy. Wee! Wee!
You little baby, shut up. Go out and get some man pants and stop wearing those mom jeans. At least appear to be manly, Mr. President. Tired of waiting for Congress to act on immigration reform. Well, because he wants it. Of course he wants immigration reform. His reform is allowing all of these illegal aliens that he's doing everything he can to shove as many across the border as he can before finally somebody shuts him down and he can turn them into votes. That's the goal. That's why we shouldn't allow these people to stay here. I'm sorry, you got to go. You got to go back. You got to go back. And if you are going to stay here, if we are going to give them an amnesty, they have to wait at least 10 years before they can vote. Sorry, not for nothing, but at least 10 years to vote. I'm sorry, but no way. No way can you possibly, again, you can't convince me of this other crap either. They are being brought over here for votes, and that's it. So if we're going to give you amnesty, we're going to let you be a citizen, you've got to wait at least 10 years before you vote. And yes, you're going to have to show an ID before you go in the voting booth. Well, during an interview with MSNBC's Chuck Todd, he's another dirtbag. This guy's worthless. Shut up. White House Press Secretary Josh Earnest, this guy is turning out to be a real piece of work, too. Where the hell did they find him? He's almost worse than that Jay Carney. And he's only been on the job, a week? Well, he explained that the Obama administration was getting impatient with Congress. Don't you know that he's a king? Don't you know that if the king gets impatient and when he tells you to do something, damn it, you got to do it. He's a king. He's not a president. Presidents don't have pens. Presidents don't have phones. Only kings have pens. Only kings have phones. We're not just going to sit around and wait intermittently for Congress. Oh, really? You're not just going to sit around? You're not just going to sit around and wait for Congress? I'm sorry, but yeah, you are. Maybe if you read the Constitution, you'd know that, yeah, you have to. We've been waiting for almost a year already. Really? Well, I've been waiting for 5 years for you to follow the Constitution, Mr. Obama. I don't give a damn how long you've been waiting to allow all these illegal immigrants to become Democrat voters. I'm waiting for you to follow our Constitution, respecting our way of life, respecting our citizens. That's what I'm waiting for. And yeah, I'm impatient. I'm not waiting anymore. You're fired. How about that? Well, the president has tasked his Secretary of Homeland Security, who is another piece of work, Jay Johnson, he's a Homeland Security. I mean, come on. He's a figurehead. Well, he's tasked the Secretary of Homeland Security, Jay Johnson, with reviewing what options are available. There are no options available. You wait for Congress. You do your goddamn job. Maybe if you went into the Oval Office once in a while, maybe you might find something to do. You can't work very hard on the golf course. Can't work very hard at Chipotle reviewing what options are available to the president. There are none. You sit and wait for Congress. That's your option. What is at his disposal? using his executive authority. No, you don't have executive authority to go over Congress's head. To try to address some of the problems that have been created by our broken immigration system. It's not broken. We're just not following it. That's what's broken. We've got an immigration system. We protect the border. And you want to come over here, we welcome you. But you have to come over here legitimately, legally. And yeah, then we will welcome you. We've got no trouble of welcoming you. We're all of us, including the American Indian, came from somewhere else other than here. And that's the beauty of this country. You can be anywhere on planet Earth and be an American. You can be any color, any race, any creed, any sex. All you have to be is, well, a citizen. And that's it. You believe in freedom? Great. Come on over. You can be an American. We don't have a problem with that. But we do have a problem with these illegal immigrants coming over here and demanding citizenship and expecting the American people to change their entire way of life for them and learn their language. No. You learn ours. Unbelievable. Our immigration system's not broken. We just need to follow the immigration system that we have, and it will work. But if you don't follow it, it's never going to work. Of course, it's going to be broken. And what they mean, that's code. This broken immigration system, that's code for amnesty. They want amnesty. They want more voters. They're losing Democratic voters. There are a lot of Democrats that are getting a little – they're moving away. And they're moving away from Obama. His poll numbers are sinking. And they're struggling. They're worried. His poll numbers are dropping. He is worried. They are scared to death. That's why it's so important for Democrats to turn every one of these illegal immigrants into a citizen so they can vote. But if they do it, I'm sorry, you've got to wait at least 10 years before you can vote. Oh, you don't like it, do you? Well, we don't like you coming over here and violating our laws. I can't do that to your country. I can't just go over into Mexico or Guatemala or Honduras or El Salvador, demand that I become a citizen, and demand that people learn my language, and demand that I get free health care, welfare, food stamps. I can't demand that. They'd throw me in jail. They'd kill me. But yet these people can do that over here. And if you say anything about it, you're a hater. That's how screwed up this country is. And it is screwed up. Finally get rid of this Obama. We've got a lot of work to do. And we can do it. We can do it. It won't be near as hard as you think. Here, all the thing you got to do is you got to dust off your Constitution, read it, and follow it. That's it. That's all I'm asking for. That's all the Tea Party's asking for. We're not asking for much. We're asking to remain free. We keep the law. We follow the laws that we have. We follow the Constitution. And that's it. Be fiscally responsible. Now, I know there are Democrats out there that if you're fiscally responsible, you're racist. I don't get it. I just don't understand that. I guess it's because I'm trying to connect the dots here, but demanding that the federal government be fiscally responsible, and if they are fiscally responsible, that makes them racist. Now, I don't know how they get to that point. I don't even know where to start with that. I mean, I guess I can pull something out of thin air, but it doesn't make any sense. Well, I guess you have to be a liberal to understand it. Well, I'll never be a liberal, so I guess I'll never understand it, because I don't want to. Ernest also added that although Obama was exploring executive action, it is what not a substitute for robust congressional action. So he wants to just sign his magic pen or just signed amnesty, but then he wants Congress to go ahead and sign his or pass his executive order as a legitimate law, so it stays in the books forever. Well, it ain't gonna work, Mr. President. It ain't gonna work. And he goes on. That's why we're trying to focus on getting that done. Getting what done? The only thing they want to get done is they want to turn these illegal immigrants into citizens so they can vote Democrat. Because they're losing voters. And this election the other night, okay, first of all, Democrats went out and voted for this Cochran. Now, this other guy over there, I kind of know a little bit. I knew a little bit about, but not very much. But he was a Tea Partier. Well, he lost the election. And the Republican establishment, the John Boehners, the McConnells, well, see, they don't like the Tea Party. Because the Tea Party, well, holds them responsible and accountable. And if you're not going to do your job, they're going to get rid of you. This is our job. Do you understand that, Mr. Boehner? And Mr. McConnell, all the rest of you Republican establishment folk, do you understand that this is our job as American citizen? It's our job to hire and fire the people that we want, not who you want. You understand how that works? It's not your government, Mr. Boehner, Mr. Obama, Mr. McCain. It's not your government. This is our government. We decide who is in our government, not you. You need to understand, you need to learn your place. You need to learn your place. Maybe if you read the Constitution once in a while, maybe you might understand your place. Maybe if the citizens would read the Constitution once in a while, they would understand their place. Far too many citizens don't understand that this, the right to vote, that's power. We've got to exercise our power correctly, and we haven't been. We need to do that. That vote is still very powerful. They haven't been able to take it away from us yet. They're working on it. They're doing everything they can to suppress the vote and getting people who aren't legitimately allowed to vote not only once, not only twice, but several times. And then when you get caught, well, you spend about 15 minutes in jail, and then Obama, well, he signs off and gives you a grant of several hundred thousand dollars so you can go ahead and do it again. The illegal immigrants in Houston now, they're having big problems. They're bringing the swine flu in here. And these, I'm sorry that these people are down and out. I do feel sorry for these people. They're being lied to. They're being lied to. They're being used. So yeah, I do have a little sympathy for them. However, we've got to protect this country. We've got to protect ourselves. Now, we're just going to let all these people come in here. Okay, if they don't kill us with their disease, they're going to kill us with their guns and their bombs and everything else. Far too many people that are just, they can't wait to kill an American. And that's why they want to come over here. We got gang members. They want to hang us from bridges. They want to burn us. They want to stab us. They want to shoot us. They want to inject our children with heroin and God only knows what kind of drugs they sell. And we don't want to do anything about it but allow more of these people to come on over here. They're bringing in their diseases, bringing in their crime. We've got to protect ourselves. How are we supposed to ever survive as a society, as a country, if we don't have some basic protections? Got to secure that border. Nobody's coming into other countries like they are into the United States. So when people use, well, they don't have that problem in Europe, they don't have that problem, that's because people aren't going into Japan. They're not going into Europe. They're not migrating to Afghanistan or Iraq. They're migrating to the United States. We've got to protect our border. I'm sorry, but the very first sentence of our Constitution, to provide the common defense, this is not providing common defense. This is not promoting the general welfare. It's just the opposite. Just what this man has done just in the preamble of this Constitution, forget about the body. Forget about the body. Forget about the Bill of Rights. Forget about the rest of the amendments. Just what this man has done with the very first sentence of this Constitution are grounds for impeachment. Your job, Mr. President, is to uphold and defend that Constitution. Well, when you completely destroy the very first sentence of that document, that's not upholding and defending the Constitution. You need to be removed from office. There is no excuse why you should get paid for the rest of your life with a pension and security. You don't deserve it. Absolutely not. You deserve to have security? Really? Well, tell that to what happened to Chris Stevens and Tyrone Woods and Sean Smith and Glenn Doherty. Did you give them security? And you expect security? No. You let them die. You let them die while you went upstairs to stuff your fat face. And then you get on the phone with Netanyahu for 2 hours to kiss and make up? And you want a pension? And you want security? You get a cab ride back to Illinois where you belong. Or maybe you should go back to Indonesia or maybe Kenya. We don't know. Were you born in Indonesia? Were you born in Kenya? Were you born in Hawaii? And what is your real name? We don't know. We don't know anything about this guy other than he's a tyrant, an incompetent tyrant that's being actually successful at tyranny. That's the only thing this guy has been successful at, is being a tyrant. Well, you have to go. I feel sorry for these people that are coming over here, and they got women coming over here saying, yeah, we were told to come over here. We get to stay. My children get to go to school. I get welfare. I get health care. Well, they don't have a lot of that stuff over there. Well, a lot of Americans don't have any of that stuff over here. We still have at least 92.5 million people out of work, and that number's growing. We have a lot of people that don't have any money. They don't have any health care. They don't have any welfare. They got nothing. We need to protect ourselves before we can even think about trying to protect somebody else. But we don't. Here we are. I mean, this is absolutely unbelievable. Well, I'm going to say spend 100, become more apparent, anything more? Nah, there's nothing more to this. It is what it is. We all know they're bringing in their diseases. And the Rio Grande Valley Border Patrol spokesman, Omar Zamora, he says, we don't screen for diseases. All we are is a processing center, so we don't do that. Excuse me. So here what they're doing. They're not helping the people with all these diseases. They're just filling out a couple of pieces of paper and then allowing them to run free in the streets and pollute the rest of the people. How is that promoting the general welfare? It's not. What you're doing, Mr. President, by ordering your Border Patrol, who are now on laundry duty, to just fill out a couple of pieces of paper and send them out into the country. No supervision, nothing. Just let them go on their own. Oh, but they got to report back within 15 days to see a judge, which none of them will. This is what your job is. Your job as a Border Patrol is to patrol the border, secure the border. But see, they can't do that. If they do that, the Border Patrol, they get fired. Imagine that. You get fired for doing your job. You can look at porn at the EPA all day on your computer. You don't lose your job. You can take a dump in the hallway. Don't lose your job.
But if you stop somebody from illegally entering the country, who is a gang member, then you're going to lose your job. You tell me. You tell me what's wrong with that picture. Well, I'll tell you what's wrong with that picture. Starts at the top, the president. And now they want to bring more people here in Grumman, in Long Island. They're running out of places to put these illegal immigrants. Well, here's a good place to put all these illegal immigrants. Washington, D.C. That's the best place that you can put these illegal immigrants. I'm sorry, but enough is enough, man. I mean, good God almighty. What are we doing? What the hell are we doing to ourselves? And why are we doing it? Do we not understand that there's not going to be any gain, any at all? We're going to lose? We're already losing this game. We're already losing. Why do we want to ensure that we lose? Don't we want to win? I want to win. That's what I want to do. I want to win. Well, how do we win? Well, we follow this Constitution, and we're free. To me, that's a win. If you're free, you've won. And that's the way it is. All right, I want to thank everybody listening here tonight. Everybody on their smartphones, everybody who's going to download later. I want to thank everybody for listening, and we will see you back here tomorrow night at 8 p.m. Goodbye, everybody.